Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the text for the sermon tonight comes from Psalm 118, verse 24. You know it well. This is the day the Lord has made. Have you heard words that sound something like this? I wish I could have or would have. I could kick myself. How could I have been so stupid? If only I could do it again. If only I could turn back time. Expressions like this point us to the past. We wish that we could go back and make a change, hear the starting gun, restart the marriage, begin raising the kids again, getting on the right career track. But we can't go back. Knowing what we know now, and do it over, do it better, make fewer mistakes, make fewer ripples. That day no longer belongs to us. Oh, sure. Television shows do it all the time. In the land of make-believe, we can turn back time. But in the real world, going back is impossible. We cannot even turn back the clock back 1 minute. What has happened in the past is the past. What we can do is give the past to our dear Heavenly Father, commend it to His forgiveness and mercy, and ask Him to right what is wrong, to finish what is undone, and to renew us for today. God forgives us, and He wants us to forgive ourselves. And sometimes, even though we know that God has forgiven us, and even when other people have forgiven us, we find it so hard to forgive ourselves. Yet that is where we live, in that forgiveness. We can't change the past, but for Jesus' sake, God will not hold us liable for any mistakes, any sins that we confess and give to Him. Other expressions about the past, like it's her fault or his fault or they made me do it, are of no help. Resentment, anger, revenge over the past can poison our lives. I heard it said, hatred corrodes the container it is carried in. These things are in the past. Leave them in the past. What about living in the future? Is this the day that we should rejoice and be glad in? As a planner, I have the potential danger of living in the future. And I have heard of a man who spent his whole life living in the future. When he was a young man, his quite wealthy father had said to him, "When I die, all of this will be yours." So this son lived his whole life planning for the future he was going to receive. He certainly didn't plan for a career. He really didn't even worry about a job. He just went on day to day dreaming about what he was going to do. And at the age of 70 years old, his father was still alive. He was living for the future. And in the meantime, he had more or less wasted his whole life. How many times do we say, "Well, I'll get to that someday"? We like to tell ourselves that the future is an unrestricted account from which we can withdraw unlimited time resources. But we have no authority over the future. We may worry and get anxious about what the future may bring. But the future belongs only to God. He who gave up his dear Son for us will with his Son freely give us all things. God cares for us, provides for us, and protects us. He knows us inside and out. He knows the hairs upon your head. He knows which sparrow will fall. He holds the future in his hands, and he will be gracious and merciful then, as he is now. This is the day that the Lord has made. This day is your day. This day is my day. This is the day that God gives us. Each day is his gift. That's why they call it the present, or so I've heard. I know today is the day the Lord has made. And yet I have said, and I'm sure you have said, or maybe you've heard other people say, that day was the most important day in my life. Well, I'm sure that something very beautiful happened on that day, but Mrs. Bride, Mr. with the new job of a lifetime, brand new mother, brand new grandpa, each day is just as valuable and just as important as that one. Because God fills each day with his promises. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
For in it he will cause all things to work together for good, including those things that now seem impossible or intolerable. When we concentrate on this day, and fill our hearts with thanksgiving to the Lord, then we get our eyes off of ourselves and we put them back on God himself. Enjoy this day. Oh, I know that in my own life I have said, I can't wait till next Tuesday, or I can't wait till my next Disney trip. Yet each day is a gift. Not to be overlooked, just as a bridge to get us to some better day. Today is our gift to enjoy, to live, to make count for Christ, who has redeemed all of our days. In a very real sense, each day is your birthday. God gives you new life each day. Each day that you live, the power of God is in you. Just as it was on the day when you were born, and just as it will be on the first day that you enjoy heaven. You can't live fruitfully in the past, though you can launch from it. So remember the good times, and know the bad is forgiven in Christ. And you can't live in the future. Sure, plan for tomorrow. But don't wait to live. Live for today. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice each and every day. For this is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.